Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson. In the first verse, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. On Friday we had a funeral. Funerals help to put things into perspective, don't they? Because at a Christian funeral, it's not about the deceased. It's about Jesus. About Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. About Jesus, who is the only one who has anything that he can actually do in that situation. Funeral is for pointing to Jesus, for sharing the hope that we have. So John the Baptist stands by the Jordan River and points to Jesus, and that's the image of John that is burned into my imagination. Pointing to Jesus and saying, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That is all John ever wanted to do and be, is one who pointed to Jesus. Just two chapters later, John was asked by his disciples, are you troubled that everybody's going to Jesus instead of to you? And John replies, he must increase and I must decrease. So it is the job of the preacher to get out of the way. It's the job of the preacher to try and be invisible, that the eyes of the congregation should not be on the preacher but on Jesus, which is at times difficult because preachers do have some skill in attention-getting behavior. I had a friend who, for the sermon one day, walked to the back of the church. Everybody turned around to look at what was going on, and he said, why are you looking at me? Shouldn't be looking at me. Don't look at me. Look up at the front. And they did, and he said, who do you see? Jesus. That's where to keep your eyes. On Jesus. It's a whole lot of more important things going on than the preacher on a Sunday morning. There's the Word of God. There's the worship. There's the fact that Jesus promises to be there in our midst where two or three are gathered in His name. And that is what goes on. So for the Christian, from beginning to end, from the start of our lives as Christians to the end of our lives as Christians, it is not about us. It is about Jesus. So on Friday, it was not about Mary Alice. It was about Jesus. He must increase and I must decrease. That's how John the Baptist wanted to be remembered. When all was said and done, simply to be someone who stood and pointed to Jesus and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It's what we are called to be and what we are called to do with our lives. To point to Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Why? 100 years from now, that's the only thing that will matter. It's the only thing of lasting value. It is the only thing of lasting value in all eternity. Jesus said, "If anyone acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge him before my Father in heaven." Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. To know him by faith, is the one thing that determines the eternal destiny of every man, woman, and child. Whether they have looked in faith and seen with faith the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You go through the Bible, and you see early on, back in Genesis chapter 3, it's talking about Jesus, the seed of the woman. Later in Genesis, the seed of Abraham. Throughout the Bible, Exodus, Moses promises the prophet, like me from among your brothers. David is told about his descendant who would sit on his throne. And the prophets talked about the root of Jesse, the branch, the virgin conceiving and bearing a child and calling his name Emmanuel. Isaiah uses the phrase, our Redeemer from of old. Get into the New Testament and you start hearing about the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. In fact, as you get to the last book of the Bible, that's Revelation, certain tremendous insights from the book of Revelation. One of those is that of all the names that Jesus is addressed by throughout the scriptures, that last book of the Bible narrows down the focus time and time more than any other name for Jesus. He is called the Lamb. Why is that? Because when everything is said and done, the single important thing, the one important thing in this world and in this life is Jesus, the Lamb of God. And so in our days, we stand before the world as John did. And we are called by God to simply be those who stand and point to Jesus, who say to the whole world, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And when everything is said and done, no matter what else has taken place in life, no matter how well we have succeeded, no matter what troubles or joys, no matter how much the circle of friendships that we have, no matter what happens with family, the one thing that our lives are to focus on is Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It is the one thing that parents can leave to their children and share with their children, the one heritage and inheritance that is eternal. And so John points. He points to Jesus and talks about Jesus as he is greater than I am because he was before me. He's greater than I am because I baptize with water. he will baptize with the Holy Spirit. And what John does is he calls people to a baptism of repentance. Now, even our repentance is not sufficient. We come to a baptism of repentance and we can bring a repentant heart, repenting of what we know. But there's far more besides that. Far more sins. Jesus is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And he doesn't just bring us forgiveness for the repentance that we come to him with. That wouldn't be enough. He brings the words and the promises of God. He gives the Holy Spirit, and by the Holy Spirit, we are created over again. A new beginning. It's what he talked to Nicodemus about. You must be born again. To have that new beginning by the work of God himself, going the full measure where we were only able to go a little ways in understanding what repentance means. He gives the Holy Spirit and we are created new. Created with faith, created to know him, created with his word deep within our hearts. So John the Baptist points. Jesus, the Lamb of God, who makes us new. Jesus, the Lamb of God, who does that by taking our sins, carrying them for us. Jesus, the Lamb of God, who fulfills all that was promised in the Old Testament. From the Passover meal with his blood marking us back to that mountain where Abraham and Isaac are there on the mountain, and they're not so much walking by faith as being pulled into God's story of a different father, a different son, the same mountain, carrying the wood, that son being the sacrifice. The only sacrifice that actually can do away with sin. He is the fulfillment of everything. And as John points to Jesus, well, he has two of his disciples leave that day. Strangely enough, the whole purpose of John's ministry was to lose his entire congregation by pointing away from himself and having them follow the one that was greater than him. And so John delights when those two disciples leave to follow Jesus. It's what John has been working toward. His whole ministry was to be the one that steps to the side and points away from himself and to someone else, to be the one who says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." We call people to come to church, but it is not that they may follow us, so that they may have their eyes on Jesus and follow him. So those two disciples follow. and having spent the day with Jesus, what does Andrew do? He gets it right. Following Jesus, no turning back, no looking back. In the following Jesus, he knows that he has to tell others. He goes and finds his brother Simon. We have found the Messiah. And he brings his brother to Jesus. So he also becomes one who points and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And so the church, down through the years, almost 2,000 years now, we simply point to Jesus and say, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And we don't work at being creative or new or innovative so much as simply we have one job to do. And that one job means that we step to the side. We point to somebody else other than us. "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." In Jesus' name, amen.